The Rambam, Perek Tezvav, of Hilchos Tayyumin Nitin, brings a case of a person who was in a field, and the Marikama came to be Ma'arer, and the Muzik brought Eidim. He brought one aid who saw him there in year number one, number three, number five, and another aid who saw him there in year number two, number four, number six. That's who he was able to find. He was there the last 6 years. He found one aid that saw him there years 1, 3, 5, and one aid that saw him there years 2, 4, 6. And he wants to get a chazaka because he has two aidim that each say he was there for 3 years. So the Rambam says that that's no good. So the Magen Mishnah says on that that it will be talking about a regular field that you plant every year. It doesn't make sense. Why shouldn't it be good? The halacha is, if let's say one aid says that I owe you $100 because I borrowed money from you on Sunday, and another aide says I owe you $100 because I borrowed on Monday, so the halacha is I have to pay you $100 because two aidim are saying I owe you $100, even though for two different reasons. One aide says I owe you $100 because I bought something in your store, and one aide says I owe you $100 because I broke your window. Doesn't matter, I have to pay. There are two aidim say, I owe you $100. I have to pay. Two different aidim on its tarifim. So, my commissioner says, if we're talking about a regular field, and one aid says he was there 3 years, 1, 3, 5, and the other one says he was there 2, 4, 6, that would zicha be good. It's not chedish, but okay. He says, the Rambam is talking, Ba'ara, the Muvri Badi. He's talking in a land where everybody skips a year. And that's why the Rambam says that it's no good. This is what it says in the Rambam, and he'll tell you the name. So in the Frankel Rambam, they have Hagois or Bikivager on the Rambam, printed on the side. And they bring there a Haggah from Rabbi Kiva Eger on this psak of the Rambam, the way the Magen Mishnah explains the Rambam. This, the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, 1 minute. So what if it's Ba'ara de Muvri? Who cares if it's Ba'ara de Muvri? Still, why isn't it good? If you're telling me in a normal field it's good, 1, 3, 5 and 2, 4, 6, so why in the Ara Demuvri Bagi, why should it be any different? Lamaisa, it's just like one eight says you owe $100 from Sunday, and one eight says you owe $100 from Monday. It's the same thing. Here you have one eight says he has a chazaka because of 1, 3, 5, and one eight says he has a chazaka because of 2, 4, 6. So it's the same as one eight says he lent him $100 on Sunday, and one eight says he lent him $100 on Monday. Well, why Vaita? Why is it Namitzar? What's the answer? Why is that mistarif?
It's the same mice as the same thing. Two people say, I saw your animal get moving down on one basis on Monday, one basis on Sunday, and that can mistarif that there it is. Because each one single one is a shotgun.
And over here, is each one saying the other one's a liar?
It depends. If you hold like the door.
So that's what Ricky Vegas says. Ricky Vegas says, we had yesterday Machlaikis, Rabbi Yeshaya, and the Torah. If in a place where they normally skip years, someone comes and he eats Ritzufis, he eats straight years, the Derech is in this area, everyone skips years. And here someone came and he went 3 or 6 straight years. So Rabbeinu Yeshaya says, is even 3 years Ritzufis is good. Lamaisa, he ate 3 years. And the Torah says, no, it's no good. Because he's eating delay kidachli inshi. He's eating in a not normal way. He's eating with sufis in a place where it's a derech to eat by skipping years. So that's no good. So Dr. B'ti Beger, this case of the Rambam will be totally in there. One eight says he ate years 1, 3, 5. The other eight says 2, 4, 6. Now, if you hold them not size to each other, you can't consider it a stira. Right? Could be 8 or 6 years. So if you consider it to be not the two eight are not stira to each other, so then them it's darif. Then 1, 3, 5 and 2, 4, 6, both of them say it's a chazaka, so them it's darif. But the Kivegra is saying it was arrived from this Rambam that the Rambam holds like the Torah. And like the Torah, if you eat straight years, it's not a chazaka. It's considered like a dachli inchi, eating in the manner of a ganav. Someone eats the way ganavim eat, so that's not a chazaka. So the Rambam is saying that like the Torah, that if you eat consecutive years, it would be ois chazaka. If so, these two Eidim are a stira one to the other. The one who says he ate 1, 3, 5, the other one says 2, 4, 6. Now they can both be telling the truth. It's not a stira in the words. But if you want to make a chazaka out of years 1, 3, 5, must be that years 2 and 4 were empty years. And if you want to make a chazaka out of 2, 4, 6, must be years 3 and 5 were empty years. So it comes out that the two Haggadahs Eidesin are steerers to each other. And Eidus that are steerers to they, if they're both true, then it's not a chazaka. So Mamela, that's the why the Rambam says that the 1, 3, 5 and 2, 4, 6 are no good. Because you can't be mistar of two Eidim when their Eidus works out only in a way that's a steerer. So it's a raya from here, Dr. B'ti Beger, that the halacha, the ikah halacha is like the Torah, and the Urim V'Tumim on the Shulchan Kuf Mem Aleph brings come out exactly the same raya. He brings the same Rambam, and he brings the same raya. So it seems that the ikar is the Rambam holds like the Torah. Then we already have that the ikar should be that way la halacha. If you eat consecutive years, that's a shinoi from the derech dachli and chi. And what are we? Yesterday we said if you eat 3 consecutive years, it's no good. From here it seems that even if you eat 6 consecutive years, if it's a place that everybody skips years, you're not going to have a chazaka. You have to hold on to your shtar. If you're eating it away, that's not normal for Bialim to eat it.
And like I mentioned, saying that 1, 3, 5 is saying it's a good chazaka. It's saying you need 2, it's not a good chazaka.
No one says you need ritzufis. If you need ritzufis, if you need ritzufis, then the Magid Mishnah doesn't speak out quite the way I said it. The Magid Mishnah only says that if it will be in a place that you have to eat ritzufis, that the Rambam is not talking in a place that you have to eat ritzufis, he's asking to ask for the Maivim. But in a place where they eat dafka ritzufis, if one said 1, 3, 5, one said 2, 4, 6, you're telling me it shouldn't be good anyway. The one who said 1, 3, 5 is not saying he did not eat and he had 2 and 4. He's saying he ate 1, 3, 5. I don't know about 2 and 4.
But not saying, in the case of the says $100, he's saying he owed $100. He's saying, yeah, this is not saying
$80.
He's just saying
what you're saying is not a steer to what it says in the Magnation, even though it's steer to the way I said it. But you may be right. I'm not sure what that would be. If you have 1A that he ate at 1, 3, 5 in a regular field, and 1, 2, 4, 6, they're both saying, I mean, they're not saying it's a ritzufis.
And then we said that he made a no one's saying he made a chazaka.
You may be right. The truth is, it's a sugya and dafnun vav. I don't know that we're going to get there, but if my commissioner sends you to the sugya and I think he's in the vav on the base. Yeah. That's the word not from the other day, so you have to look to see you there. Okay? Okay, let's start the Gemara of Batim. And we're going to do today, we're going to learn the Gemara, the Pasuk of Shas, with a little bit of the Rishayim. And Sunday we'll do the Ikur raid on the Sugya, which is one Ikur Tumah on the Gemara. First, let's learn the Gemara Pasuk. Tanan. We're going on Rafuna. Rafuna said it's got to be three consecutive years. Tanan. Cheskas Habatim is 3 years. In fact, the Gemara Habatim, to be a Mama Yadi, the Vailola Yadi. It's not possible to bring witnesses that know you were there a whole night. People could say you were there by day, but do they know you were there by night? So we see what? We see not like Rav Huna. How do we see from here not like Rav Huna? How do we see the Rosh and the Ramban say, well, what's going on here? Why is this a kasha on Rav Huna? There are two dinim. There's one din that you need ritzufas. That was Rav Huna's chiddush. You have to have straight years. That's Rav Huna's chiddush. There's another halacha. That the years have to be complete years and not mikutois, not incomplete years. That wasn't the fact that mikutois is no good, that's Rav Huna's chiddush. That a year has to be a whole year. It can't be a half a year. That's not Rav Huna. That everyone agrees. Everyone agrees the Shana has to be a Shana Shleima. Each of the 3 years has to be complete. It can't be a partial year. Right? Everyone agrees to that. Right? That's the Rabbanan. You need Shalosh Shanim is not Shalosh Achilah, Shalosh Shanim. You have to have 3 complete years. Not Mukutois. So what's going on with this Gemara? Tanakhas, because Habatim, Habatim to be a Mami Yadi, Belayla Yadi. That's a Kasha on Rav Huna. The whole thing with Sufis. It's got nothing to do with Rav Huna. It's a kasha anyway. How could you have a chazak on a house in 3 years? You only can bring proof for 3 half years. The yom is half. So you can't bring rice for the day, not for the night. So what's going on? Why is this a kasha on Rav Huna? It's a kasha derech klal. You can't bring witnesses for night. So Zakhtar Rosh, no. If I wouldn't need Ritzufais, I would say Cheskes Habatim Shalosh Shanim means Shetzarech Lehevi Al Sheish Shanim U'mi'idim Ha'edim Al Diras Hayamim. Zakhtar Rosh, that he's not saying this Lufia Emes, he's saying it in the Gemara's Kasha. He's saying the Gemara meant that you should have to bring Eidim for 6 years. Why for 6 years? Because since they can't bring, they don't know what happened at night. Assuming night is half of 24 hours, it's 12 hours. So it means they say this on 12 hours and not on the other 12. So the Gemara here held that if you hold, you don't need consecutive, it's very geschmack. You do 6 years by day. 6 years by day is a chazakah. It's 3 years of 24 hours. Now, but the Gemara is asking, but why Rav Huna, that you need ritzufais? It's shver. You can't do 6 years of day. You could only do, it's not consecutive because you're skipping the nights. That's how the Rosh learns the Gemara's kasha. Every year is no, but the yeah. What's chesaron of mikutais? The chesaron is that's not a whole year. So as long as you make up for the year, it should be good. Just like the makshin by Asher the Muvri Bagi, when he said that you need Rav Huna said you need connect straight. So what about Asher the Muvri Bagi? So you say there it means you go 6 years, 5 years actually, 1, 3, and 5. So it means if Ufuzaris is not an issue, so you do it. You do it with skipping. So here also, you'll do it with skipping. You'll make up the time by making it up in a different year. Bukutois is only a chsarin that you don't have enough time. If you fill in the time, then there's no problem. There's no Sheh Milash. So the problem is that he says Sheh Shonim, how do you attach the Mishnah? Cheskes Habatim Sholei Shonim. V'yem V'yayim. What does the Rosh mean? Vav Shonim. Right. Right. So that's not so schwer, because the Mishnah is not talking about Asher the Mivri Bagi. So the Maisa, the Mishnah is talking about. Cheska Shalei Shanim means a shear of Shalei Shanim. Yeah, okay. Alright, so maybe that'll be a good terrorist. That it means, Shalei Shanim means a total of Shalei Shanim. I think Rabbeinu Yoina says, the Shidduch Betzos, in the name of Rabbeinu Yoina says something like that. But I would have answered, at least the way we learned the Mishnah, I would answer differently. The way Rashi learned the Mishnah, our Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel, our whole Mishnah. Remember? We said our Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbanan are not mentioned in the Mishnah. That's how Rashi learned the Mishnah. So the other Rishayim said, why not? Why not explain that the Rashi is the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shmuel Leimer is afterwards? But Rashi learned that it's all Rabbi Shmuel. The whole Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. So it's very good. Quite Rabbi Shmuel. You only need Shalosh Achilais. In Shalosh Achilais. So it could be, now here you could argue with me again, the Shalosh Achilais includes Laila. But it could be that late him, there's no Chsarin, if it's the Achilais of Yayin. Our Gemara is going like the Rabbanan. Truth is, it's not Emes what I'm saying, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, it would be the same thing. You need Achilah day and night. I'm saying it's not a good teretz. Because the Mishnah, even though Rabbi Shmuel, you need Achilah day and night. That's a scratch. What I'm saying is not Emes. Okay, so Rabbeinu Yoina says this teretz, that Shalei Shanim means three Shanim of Achilah, and if you have to spread it over 6 years, you spread it over 6 years. If you find Eidim for night, you find Eidim for night. And that's good. God, if you look back on Chesam and Aleph, at Taisus Shehen Yud Ches Chadashim, there were the two-line Taisus on Chesam and Aleph on the Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah said Shehen Yud Ches Chadashim. Bishmal said 3 plus 12 plus 3 equals 18. Look at Taisus Kasha. Shehen Yud Ches Chadashim, Tema. Vichim Inyana Asal Ashminan. Taisus says to Kasha, why does it say equals 18? We know 3 plus 12 plus 3 is 18. So Taisus says, V'kagav depar v'kavaduch, Yivalek alameima du ritzufim asal Ashminan. Maybe it says 18 to tell you it has to be ritzufim. Or it's a good teretz. No. Dimkei, Maika Mashmur Rafuna. The Gemara Mashmur, the Masnisa Lehav Ashminan, the Minu ritzufim, Yilay Dashminu Rafuna. Our Gemara's Masha Tzrafon is Chiddish, because the Gemara has Kashas on it. So, if I say it's Rafon is Chiddish, so it can't be that's Pshat in the Mishnah Shehen Yud Ches Chadashim. Because it's Rafon is Chiddish. The Taisus Kasha is a good Kasha, the Shitasa. But the way Rashi learned that this Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel, and not only the way Rashi learned it, without Rashi, Shehen Yud Ches Chadashim is Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Huna is going on the Rabbanim. So it could be Shehen Yud Ches Chadashim is Rabbi Shmuel telling me a new Ritzuf. Attack in the Chof Ches, which was the Surah of Rabbi Shmuel, we didn't go into it. Rav Huna here is telling me in the Rabbanim that the Rabbanim need Ritzufim. So it's a separate Chiddush, that the Rabbanim need Ritzufim. It's the same Chiddush as the fact that Rabbi Shmuel holds a new Ritzuf. Okay, I'll call upon him back to the Gemara. So Tina, Cheskes Habat, practicing Gemara Habat to be Mami Yadi Belayu Layadi, Amar Abaya. So we're going to have two Teretz. Abaya's Teretz is Man Masid Abatim, Shivivi Mediyadi, Be Yamamu Belayu. Who could say that someone was there for 3 years? Neighbors. the neighbors know everything that's going on by their neighbor. And I remember when I learned this, somebody asked the kasha, he doesn't understand the terrace that the neighbors know. The men don't know. And the ladies are plus the ladies. So what's the Gemara saying? That the neighbors know what's going on. The first is the men also know what's going on by the neighbors. You know what's going on by your neighbors? They're there every day. You have Uber Lila, what?
The wife told them.
So, this Gemara you have to learn with the Hezber of, I think, all the Rishayim. I don't think there's a Machlokes. Wherever I looked says that the Rosh says it, but everybody, Muki Yosef, the Rajba, the Ritzva, they all say that the neighbors don't have to walk into Beis Din with an accounting sheet and say, yes, I saw him January 1st, I saw him January 2nd, I saw him January 3rd, I saw him the day of January 1st, the night of January 1st, the day. The neighbors don't have to come in and say, I saw him every minute of every day. And certainly not at night. It's enough that the neighbors say, I would have noticed if he moved. If he moved out, and the Rosh adds the words, if he moved out and took all his things with him. Because remember, if he goes away and leaves his furniture there, so that's vita, okay. It's also the way people live in a house. So the neighbors say, if he would have moved out and taken things with him, we would have noticed. And he moved in 3 years ago, we didn't notice anything for 3 years. He's living there like a normal neighbor. We see him coming and going occasionally, like all the other neighbors on the block. That's enough, not only for day, but for night. Where you ask me about my neighbor, I can't tell you once that my neighbor was home at 3 a.m. Because at 3 a.m. I'm never looking at what's going on outside. It's enough to say that I would have been margish if they left. That's called Haggadah Seidus. I would have been margish if they left. That's what this Gemara here is doing. That's the psak of all of these Rishayim, and I don't look at Shulchan Aruch, I'm pretty sure the Shulchan Aruch says this way as well, that it's enough this type of a Haggadah Seidus. The Lashon of the Rosh, Kefi Nohug Ha'aylam Ru'u Nichnis Te'erev Lebeisai V'yetzim Ibn Al-Abayker. Now, I don't deny that the Rosh is very logical. It's mistaken. I just don't understand. We have to explain. Since when is that Haggadah Seidus? If you need Eidus, he was there at night. So, do you ever ask the Haggadah Seidus? If he would have moved, we would have been Magish. It's 100% that if he would have moved, you would have been Magish. It's an undima of sorts. No? You understand it? What does it mean? This is Haggadah Seidus. It's Haggadah Seidus that we know he was there 3 years, day and night, to be Moitzi from Amare Kama. Based on if he would have not been there by now, we would have been Magish. If he would have moved out, we would have been Magish. Needs a Hezber. Now the truth is, it's not so shver on the Rosh. Because the Shitas HaRosh is the Cheskes Gimel Shanim is Takanas Chachamim. The Cheskes Gimel Shanim is a Takanas Chachamim. And it fits beautifully into his Lashon. He says, why is it good enough neighbors to say we would have been Margish? So I read you the Lashon a minute ago. He says, Otu tzrichin shinurim kol ha-layla, im kein lo mishkachas, cheskes habatim b'der hazeh. He says, im kein lo mishkachas. You can't make a takana any other way. If you want to make a takana, a person in his house, you have to go with the ches habat b'shal ha-shanim, you have to do it this way. There's no other way to do it. All right, so the Rosh, the Shita Saida, it's a Takana. You can't really ask such a kasha if it's a Takana Sachamim. because we understand that the Chacham are making a takana, they would set up such a takana that that's good enough for the Davis to say Eidus. Later Ramban in the Ritva will learn that it's not a takana Chacham, it's a Svara Daraisa. That the whole din of Cheskos Gimel Shanim is a din with a Cheshbin. So it's a little, needs a little bit of a hesper. What kind of a, what kind of chesok is this? Well, we'll ask the Aden. Is it possible that, is it possible that in the middle of the night, he left every night from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock? And they'll say it's possible. So what's that going to do? So what does it do for me to say this? Gemara goes so vayt in Chulin and Yisakasha, if Ruvain saw Shimon stay of Shimon, Ruvain saw Shimon stay of Levi, that they could ask the Edim, maybe he stuck the knife in a place where there was already a hole. Edim have to be Edim. So what's pshat here in the Gemara, that this is a good Edis? I'd like to tell you, I had a mashava, I don't know if it's true, but it's first, somebody just tell me, do you remember any place else such a Haggadah say this? Where they say Eidus that they don't really know, but if it would have happened, we would have noticed. I can't think of another thing. There's one other place. You know, if somebody comes and moves into town and lives as a husband and wife, for 30 days, we say that the Cheskas husband and wife. If somebody says Eidus, that they lived in town for 30 days, then it's Cheskas husband and wife, and Seifen Apia. Even though we have no witnesses that were at their wedding. The wedding was 20 years ago, we can't find anybody. There's such a thing. But there, the Eidim are saying a Chlorazap. The Eidim are saying they lived here, Cheskas husband and wife, for 30 days. Bezdin is saying, okay, well, Makabal, you're ready. This, once you have that, Bezdin's making a psak that Seifen Apia. That's not what's happening here. Here, we're considering an Eidim on Gimel Shanim. So the Eidim have to say Eidus on Gimel Shanim. They're saying Eidus on Umdina. And we're turning that into Gimel Shanim. Why?
It's a double borrow, they would have noticed.
The Avis is the fact that he lived there.
Yeah.
That's the Avis. The Avis is not the fact that he wouldn't have left. The Avis is giving up the
Avis. So is that a good enough Avis?
Like a normal man lives in a house and lived all year round. But if you want to say that maybe it wasn't that one night,
let's say they'll say that, look, between the hours of this and this, anything could be. Could be moved out. So that still could be a good Avis. I understand the hergish is that it's good, but it's a funny kind of Eidus. Based on what?
Based on the fact that the
ABC
movement is saying,
I'm asking by Hashem money. That's because there are 100 witnesses. Hashem money.
It's 100%
you would know.
It's
100% and there's no. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's 100%. Maybe you're right. Let me suggest something. You tell me. Maybe I'm wrong. Let's say the mitzvah is that neighbors don't notice between, depends which block you live on. But let's say from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, no neighbors notice. Okay? It's could be longer than that. But let's say we know from 3 to 5, neighbors just nobody notices. Fine. Let's say I come to Bez and I say I have a chazaka of 3 years. And I bring neighbors and they say, hey, this is fine. I tell the Bezdin, listen carefully, I tell the Bezdin, listen, I want to be Maidala Evis. Every night from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, I left my apartment, I took out all my furniture, and I brought it back at 5 a.m. Let's say, obviously, if I have a house full of furniture, it doesn't make sense, but let's say I was in a... staying in a place where you stay temporarily. I don't know. Let's say I'm Moida, that every night from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock I left. But I did it in a way no one's ever going to notice. And my taina is that Yana should have made a machah. Because I was careful to only leave when no one will notice. No one ever noticed. So my leaving, what does that have to, why does that mess up my chazaka? Bishlama, if I left at a time that he kataina, you weren't there, so I didn't make a macha, I understand. But I left at a time that he'll never notice it. He'll never notice I left. Would that ruin my chazaka? Like the Ramban. So would it ruin my chazaka? Maybe the pshat in this din is that even if Klapishmaya Galia, I wasn't here, even if Eliyahu Navi will come and tell Beis Din, you know something, every night from 3 to 5 he wasn't there, Beis Din will say, I don't care. Why do I need Cheskas Gimel Shanim? I care if he's there or not. I need Cheskel Shkimul Shanim to make a Hechatimtza that the original owner should get upset and should the people should talk about it and he should hear about it and he should get upset and he should make a macha. Isn't it good enough if he did it in the way that the whole world thinks he was there for 3 years and really secretly he wasn't? My nafkamina. Ask him. It should be good enough if Klapi the whole world it was a chazaka. If nobody in the world could have noticed, and it's b'derech ha'olam not to notice from 3 to 5 or from 2 to whatever the hours are. So who cares if he was there those years? It doesn't change, especially like the Ramban, that all starts from Mechor. If it all starts from Mechor, then he had to be Mechor. The fact I wasn't there those hours, your assumption was that I was there. Every human being assumes that if the neighbors say, Lawyer Gashnu, that he left, that he didn't leave. Mm-hmm. He has some reason that he's leaving. But nobody in the world knew. He's tiny, I came between the end of hours. No. He's saying I came at night. And the Edom are saying... the Edom are saying in Edis that we were Magashi left. And for certain hours, that's solid. For certain hours, that's very good. For certain hours, would they definitely be Magash? The Rosh is adding, what about Yena hours? That they can't possibly, they can't have someone who says, I would notice. See, Yena hours, he says, is good enough. I'm talking about those hours. Mihil Taina, I came to 3 to 5. If Hill Taina came to 3 and 5 and no one was there.
So you will be your furniture, that's
so then I don't understand. If he tined is, I was there 4 AM and you didn't move out. And the and you did move out. And the neighbors say we can't say about 4 o'clock. We just know we would have noticed. We couldn't have noticed at 4 o'clock. So it's shot me tomorrow. If that's true, then how do you learn shot? If he's tining 4 AM and no neighbor could say anything about 4 AM. Taita, loyta rosh, that's a takonas chachamim, doesn't bother me. Takon is a takon. But loyta, if you know it's not a takonas chachamim, if the person is tining, I came 4 o'clock in the morning, you weren't here. So then what's he talk about? There are no Edom at 4 in the morning. What do the neighbors know about 4 in the morning? Well, the way the Rashbam learned, the whole thing was talking that way. The whole sugi is only talking when he had a tainus. So that's a good question. That's what God is asking. So this needs a hesber. If you find somebody who's masber, I'd be happy. All the Rishayim say that's good enough. I think the Ramban, I know, didn't say it. But the Ritva says it. He goes, Shitas Ramban. All right, the second teretz is Rava's teretz. Rava Amar Kagon Dasu Beitreva Amri Yanana Grinu Minei Bedurina Beit Plas Shonin B'Yamam O'Belayla. We rented, we were tenants, we lived there day and night, so now you have this day and night. Why does Yena have a chazak if the tenants ain't there? If I rented it out to two tenants, why do I have a chazaka? It's an easy question, not a hard question. Huh? I wasn't there for 3 years. I rented it out to tenants. The answer is, why would I pay this? The rent. I ate the rent. You're going to be in trouble. Let's look at the next line of Gemara. L'chaira, if I rent it to people, so my payers are the rent. Right? Let's look at the Gemara. Amalei Rav Yemalei Rav Ashi, Hani Negin Beidu Sinein. Then I get paid this. The Amri Hachi, Aminu Zilu Havalei Aga Beisalai. Do I have to pay double rent? Amalei, Dain Dishvili Hachi Daini, Mila Eskina Ken Nikiti Aga Beisalai. They didn't pay rent. Yet. Ramri, they're asking, Laman Leisa. So they didn't pay rent. Gemara says that this teretz is, they promised to pay rent, but they didn't pay rent yet. But they're asking that their tenant agreement is with this man. This man rented it to them, just their agreement is at the end of 3 years, they pay the 3 years worth of rent. So Vaita, I'll ask you a question. If so, I think Ramban asked this question. If so, he didn't eat Paris. He wasn't eating Paris. He rented it out, but he didn't get any Paris from the renting it out. What? Because he didn't get the money. He didn't get the rent. He's... How Bailus without Paris is not going to be good. If he goes into a field and he plows like the Bailus, he said it's no good because there's no Paris. So he has to get Paris.
We have the same from the Bible.
He hasn't received the Paris. He has the Chayv.
Maybe he has a Chayv. He has on his balance sheet, he has a Chayv, accounts receivable of 36 months rent.
That's the Bible. He has to get the same thing.
But if the Bible would have plowed, my plowing is not a Chazakah. I have to have a chilas teretz. Ramban doesn't learn that. Ramban learns that they're sitting there and using the field with my permission. They're like my shluchim. I don't think he needs shluchim shalom kabbayis. They're like my shluchim, and therefore, the payris is not necessarily my getting the rent. The payris is this house was lived in on my say so. On my say so, they lived here. Because I gave people permission to live here in exchange for rent. I gave them permission to live here. And they lived here for me, really. They lived here for me, that I should get rent from it. So the Ramban learns that it's not the achilas, you don't necessarily have to have the rent. It's the living there, which is the payers. So this is Rava's teretz. Now, the whole tumul in this sugya, I shouldn't say the whole tumul, there's always what the tumul about, but Hani Noigin Beidusim, the Shas tumul of this sugya, is on the words Hani Noigin Beidusim. That we're considering them to be Negea Be'edus, and if they didn't pay rent, they're not Negea Be'edus. You have to understand, it's not really true. Because even if they didn't pay rent, they're still Negea Be'edus. They have to know, they have a Shiloh, who should I pay the rent to? They still have a Negea, just they don't stand to lose money. But there's still Negea Be'edus. There's still Negea to them. There's a tremendous tumult in the Paiskim, and it starts in the Sman, the Shach, and Shulchan Aruch. If the psul of Negea Be'edus is a psul haguf, or a psul, because of what we call a chashash v'shaker, we're afraid he's lying. Psul haguf is like a brother. A brother is pasul eidus. Even if he doesn't know he's your brother, he's still pasul eidus. Brother, even the Gemara says, full of Moshe v'Aaron. Even if they tell the truth, it's psul haguf. Negeh be'edis, you can learn it's a psul aguf. Or you could learn that it's a psul al-tshash mishaker, because he has an incentive to lie. And these are two mahalchim in the Paiskim. And the question is how to learn this Gemara. Reb Shimon, I think it's Simeon Yud Gimel here, has one mahalach. And he's in the Kedusha of Shlaima in Ksubis Simeon Yud Ches, where he goes on Agamara and he has a different mahalach, and that will be the subject in Yitzhak Shem on Sunday.